It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Coach's Corner. Going to be a busy Coach's Corner as we have a lot to talk about today. We're going to talk some football. That's right. We're going to catch up with Coach Jerry Staton and talk to the National Coach of the Year. And what a great honor he received recently. And we wanted to check in with him and see what's going on in his world. Of course, Coach Staton already in the Hall of Fame, Parsons College Hall of Fame, and also in the Ohio High School Athletic Association Hall of Fame coach, multiple-time Coach of the Year here in the state of Iowa, the Iowa Coaches Federation, voting him a couple of times in his career the Coach of the Year, but he also just received a national recognition for the National Coach of the Year, and we want to talk with Coach Staton about that and also check in with how things are going in the off season. Then we're going to catch up with Coach Mike Haywood's going to stop by. We're going to talk about the Lady D's and a busy week that they had, and of course, as we get ever so close to the month of February, as we'll turn that calendar over tomorrow, that's when we start to focus our eyes into tournament play, and we're going to be there all along the way. And that's not just in basketball, folks. Wrestling. And we just think about this. We're going to be starting wrestling. The journey to the Whale will begin in just a few short days, as the Blue Demons today are in action. But they're going to be getting ready, as Coach says, preparing for February. Well, February is here, and we will be there to bring you all that great coverage. Coach Kevin Archer is going to check in with us also about the boys' basketball team. A couple of tremendous efforts this week. Hard place for the Blue Demons without Habman in their lineup, but the guys have really stepped up, and this is a hard fighting basketball team. And under Coach Archer, you look at what he's done with the program, the consistency he has built with this program, and year in and year out they continue to compete regardless of who's in that lineup. But the lineup he has this year also has the makings of putting up a real big fight as we talk about tournament action as we turn that page into February. And then we're going to talk a little bit about a new program to town that has already stolen the scene and has done a great job of putting Albia on its mark, and that is Albia Archery, and the Albia Archery team is going to be in here. Coach Roger George and head coach Richard Montgomery are going to stop by and talk about how the archery program's been going in its inaugural year. All this, and of course, we got to keep you updated with the weather as Mother Nature looks to come to life here at the last day of January. When we come back, you're listening to The Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albia and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll-free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, we shop, you save.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Hi everyone, Sam here with KB Auto Plus in Oskaloosa. I'm excited to announce that due to our overwhelming success at our current location, we are branching out. That's right, we're opening our second store. Washington, Iowa will be the location, and Justin Johnston will be the man to see. The best part is, by having two locations, we now have access to twice as many vehicles, which makes it that much easier to find the car that's right for you. I would like to say a special thank you to all the customers who made this possible. We are looking forward to doing business with all of you again in the future. That's KB Auto Plus in Oskaloosa, where we are the next big thing.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. Again, the weather forecast, wow, how quickly it can change here in Iowa. And what a great month we've had weather-wise. But the weather forecast went from being under an inch to now we're hearing. Scotty, you got your mic on, and I don't want to mess this up because you're working with the National Weather Service, and we want to keep our listeners abreast of the weather.
Yeah, but at 7 o'clock tonight, the National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning for most of our listening area, and that's expected to last until 9 p.m. on Sunday. So rain eventually will turn to snow on the overnight hours, and the wind's going to pick up tomorrow as well. Now they're saying total snow accumulations for our listening area around 7 to 10 inches.
Well, we've got the head coach of the Albion Blue Demons, head coach, Hall of Fame coach, Jerry Staten. Coach, I think you might be south of here, so you may be avoiding this, but buddy, you picked a good time not to be in Iowa.
Well, they tell me that there's a pretty nasty storm starting to cross Iowa and Illinois and heading back east again. Those poor people in the east have been really getting it, but we're down where the weather is pretty nice right now. It's going to be up near 80 with not very many high winds, so that's a good thing
Well, Coach, I know everybody they want to hear football from Coach Staten, and first of all, Coach, we want to congratulate you on National Coach of the Year, and I wanted to come in and talk with you a little bit about that. And you're already in the Hall of Fame, Coach. You've been recognized a couple of times by the Iowa Coaches Association Coach of the Year, but you just received National Coach of the Year, and that's a tremendous honor for you and a reflection on our community.
Well, it is an honor to be selected by the Iowa High School Athletic Association. They nominate a coach, and I was fortunate enough to be selected. But you know, it's for a body of work over the years that one is selected, and I have to include my players and coaches here in Albion and at other schools where I've been the coach. And I think it's a tribute to the community of Albion for the great support that they've given that has also attracted attention to our town and only to me. But the Iowa High School Athletic Association nominates the coaches, and then there's a group of the National Federation of High Schools that make the final selection. And that group is responsible for making the rules that we use all over the nation so that they're uniform and the same and working for the safety of the young people. The only two states that don't join that are Texas and Louisiana, but everybody else is a member of the NFHSS. And but I would be remiss if I didn't thank all the coaches that I've worked with. We have Coach Neil Mick. He gets up every morning at 5 o'clock all year long and goes and opens the weight room. He doesn't get a single penny for doing it. He does it because he loves kids, and he'll take all the kids in all the sports, not just football. Scott Farrington helps him in the mornings, and he goes in all summer long. And he's also probably the best freshman coach I've ever had the privilege to work with. Justin Huber, doing an outstanding job with our running backs and produced a 2,500-yard rusher this past season. Chad Oduffer, he opens the weight room after school and is our defense coordinator and led the defense to one of the tops in the state this past year. Nick Kroll, man behind the scenes, but he does our huddle scouting. We scout the other opponents, and when we get ready to play them, he has ready for us a outline of what they do and where they're going to try and go and try and gain, and that's a big, huge help to us. Darren Hill, his D-backs led the state in interceptions this past year. Darren Dykstra, 7 All-State linemen during his time at Albion. Tim Fulkert, you know, when you get a lot of interceptions that means that the defensive linemen are putting a heck of a rush on their other team's quarterback. And Marty Hermanson is helping us out. And we have Bill Winkie also working with our receivers. So while the award goes to one person, there certainly are a lot of people. And, you know, football in our town is an event now. When you go there, there's just a lot of activity and a lot of cheering for our kids. And while I'm giving thanks, I better think about thanking the coaches' wives, because these coaches spend a lot of time away from home during the week coaching football. And it's kind of like goodbye, dear, football is here, and then hello, and football is done at the end of the season. And those wives give up their husband's time so that they can be coaching young people. And I'm proud to be the coach of Albia. I'm proud of the honor, but, you know, it goes to a lot of people, not just to one individual.
Well, Coach, I have people stop me on the street all the time talking about the tremendous program that you've helped create here, and they're always asking me, you know, what's behind this, and you know, I have my thoughts, because I know the philosophy in which you coach with, but I think they'd rather hear it from you. What's behind, Coach, this philosophy that you bring to coaching that really has made this big difference?
Well, one thing that kind of goes unnoticed is that all the sports are helping each other. Our basketball coach has them catching passes and running sprints all winter long, and our wrestling coach has them doing battle one-on-one, and our track coach keeps turning out fast runners for us. And so our kids are involved in multiple sports, and that's a very good thing. The schools that have guys that specialize don't do very well. But our general success is the attitude that we take into the season and into each game. We do not believe in trying to beat the other team. It's a hard concept for most people to understand, because that's not the way most teams and schools are. But our goal is to be our best. And if we can play our best, it takes all the pressure off, because all you can do is the best you can do. But ahead of that, there has to be some preparation, and going out to other sports and getting in the weight room and getting stronger are part of those decisions. Being a gentleman in the classroom and following the team rules is going to be God, family, education, and football. And I'm not going to change the priority of things to make sports bigger than the other things that are important. So in the classroom, these young men need to be behaving themselves and studying and being a student first. And we believe in sportsmanship. We've been in the top 10% in sportsmanship ever since the first year, and that's the way it should be. And our coaches are together. They believe, and we're going to follow the rules, and we're going to coach hard. Our kids don't get yelled at. Profanity on the field is never allowed by players or coaches, and we just try to run a high-class program. And it's been neat to see that our fans also have ranked in the top 10%, along with the coaches and players. So once the players believe that being their best is the way to go, good things start to happen. And in the beginning, there was just me, and then the vision started to spread, and it spread to some of the seniors on that first team, and then to the coaches. And we have evolved now to where our coaching staff really believes, and it's always a battle to get the players to buy into this philosophy that they don't see all over in all the sports that they've been involved in since they were little kids. And but it's an important part for us. When we're behind in the game, we're not looking at the scoreboard and worrying about that. We're out there trying to be our best on this particular play. And then after that, we line up and try to be our best on the next play. And if we make a mistake, the policy is you admit that you made a mistake. You don't look around for somebody else to blame. you make an adjustment. Whatever it was that you didn't do or should have done, you do. And you flush it, get rid of it, get it out of your head. You don't take it into the next play. And then you focus on the next play, and then you give it your best shot. And that has been successful for me ever since I learned that from Coach Frosty Westring back when I was a senior in college. And it has served me well, and it has served the community of Albia well. And I like the way our coaches work together, and we don't have jealousy amongst the coaches. They're all working for the same thing, to turn out the best kind of student, good citizens that we can.
Jeff, thank you so much for joining us here today. National Coach of the Year, and enjoy the 80-degree weather, Coach. We're about to get 10 inches of snow, so you guys stay safe, and Mount Air is just a blink of an eye away, buddy.
Well, we're gearing up right now for sectionals, district wrestling and basketball. I want to wish those young men the very best, and get out and get after them.
Head coach of the Albia Blue Demons, Hall of Fame coach, Coach of the Year, National Coach of the Year, Jerry Staten, and folks, you heard right there, that's the difference. He has a philosophy of being his best and drawing out the best out of the kids, and you see it in everything they do, and it's not by accident that he's had the career he has, and we're pretty darn fortunate to have him here at Albia, and he is our National Coach of the Year. We're going to take a quick time out. We're going to run down to Ottumwa after the break and catch up with Joe Millage, who's down at the farm show at Ottumwa at the Bridgeview Center, and we're going to check in with him. Also, Mike Haywood's in the house, and we'll talk Lady Basketball when we come back to the Coach's Corner.
This is Ann Kearns, mother of
Jill Kearns, owner of Piper's Old Fashioned Grocery and Candy Store on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square since 1905.
We talk a lot about our delicious homemade candy, and it is something worth talking about.
But we want everyone to know we do carry a basic line of groceries.
And our deli meat counter is the highlight to many, as
Joe,
we have
there?
A large selection of meats and cheeses, which are cut fresh for you. Or you can call 774-2131.
You want to just go live after the Menards ad?
2131, and we'll have it ready for you.
Plus, we carry Sheraton Valley beef, produced and processed by local producers.
So, yes, we are proud of our homemade candy, and we do have some neat gift ideas. But don't forget,
we are still an old-fashioned grocery, just with some good additions. Check us out on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square.
Quality Ag Service is proud to be your ag supply partner for seed, fertilizer, chemicals, and livestock feed. Quality Ag Service is the oldest ag company in our area for one reason. You come first with Quality Ag. Your best result is always the goal at Quality Ag. In business serving farmers' needs for nearly 20 years, Quality Ag Service. Please visit us in Albia or Melrose for all your fall fertilizer needs and check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and QualityAg.com. Thank you for your business from Quality Ag.
Save big at Menards. How big? 11% big. With an 11% rebate on everything, make it easier. 11% easier with all tools and appliances. Get organized. 11% more organized with all shelving and storage. Save 11% on vanities, flooring, doors, windows, and lumber. There's no end to the possibilities with an 11% rebate on your entire purchase. Good through Saturday, January 31st. So stop into Menards today and save big. 11% big.
Save big money at Menards.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. From the corner of 34 and 5 here in Albion, all over the state, Community First Credit Union putting the community first. And let's run down to Ottumwa. Jay Mill on location at the farm show. And Joe, buddy, I should be down there with you, but sports got in the way today. Oh, buddy. Yeah, oh, yeah, they really wanted to get my mug on the paper.
Come on down and do your show from the Monroe County Farm Bureau Barnyard stage. And you had one job.
And I got it done. I got the basketball on today. 77 teams throughout Southern Iowa are playing basketball today. The good news is that the basketball skills are being honed on basketball courts all over Southern Iowa, but I had to get those things going today, buddy. And unfortunately, yeah. Yeah. Out of Bloomfield, Iowa, and Pays to Believe is the name of this bull. He's over 2,700 pounds. Oh, wow. Here today, he's a little teddy bear, apparently. But for Roman Stooley to go into Denver, and the bull that was supposed to win the three-peat in Denver got upset by a little guy out of Bloomfield, Iowa. And so he's going to be here today from 10 to 1. Folks want to come down and see his national. Again, it's free admission, free to get in, and first 500 for lunch today get the free lunch as well, Jason. So a lot to do. Lazy boy recliner. And so, yeah, although we don't have you down here at the Monroe County Farm Bureau Barnyard stage, we'll take you back there, and I'll be glad you got all this good going. Well, it sounds like a Super Bowl down there, buddy. So this is a big event. This partnership with KIC and the Cow-Calf Conference, what a great combination.
Yeah, it's a good show, and I know that the farmers are concerned about the weather, and a lot of them got up early to shore and get that out of the way so they could be here today. But you mentioned the Super Bowl, and KIIC has the exclusive rights to air the Super Bowl tomorrow. And, you know, who on earth would listen to it on the radio rather than watch it on TV? Well, I'll tell you, it's going to be snowplow drivers, and those that are clearing snow will have the game on for you tomorrow afternoon.
Very good. Nice checking in with you, Joe. Have fun down there. And did you say free food? We've lost him. We've lost him. Hey, have a good time down there, Millage. See you, buddy. Joe Millage down at the Cow-Calf Conference and the KIC Farm Show, and it is the Super Bowl for farmers. If you're in the area and you have not been down there, it really is an amazing display. And I think they're going to feed you till about noon. So stop down and say hello and check out all the tremendous vendors that have set up there. And with all the technology and the changes that are going on in the farm world, folks, this is an inside glimpse of all the changes that you can be a part of. And so get down there and check out the great activities. That is at the Bridgeview Center in Ottumwa. Got the head coach of the Abbey LAD sitting next to me, head coach Mike Haywood. Coach, a busy week for you guys. Three games in a week, and now you're down to your final three games.
It's been a busy time of year, and that's what you want. Kids want to play. Since we last talked, we've played Grinnell, went to Davis County, and then played Pleasantville the other night, and that was a pretty, all our stretches are tough. There's competitive basketball down here. Grinnell's very good. We played up there last Saturday. Really didn't play too badly for most large stretches of that game. They're just so good, and they can do everything. They're a pretty complete team. Final score, I think, got a little misleading, got away from us in the fourth quarter, but then we went to Davis County Tuesday, and they're good. Coach Mason has them playing well. They have tough inside. They got a shooter. And we started out okay. We could have played better, but I think a lot of that's to their credit. And then we came home Thursday and for senior night and played Pleasantville, and that was a pretty frustrating night. I'm sure we'll talk about that as we go along. And then this week we have three tough ones. We have Fairfield, Pella Christian, and Oski, and then we get ready for tournaments after that.
Coach, the Pleasantville game, what a great game. You know, you really don't want to come up on the short side, but in terms of the competitiveness of that basketball game and the thrill to be in it, that was quite a ball game for the fans.
It was a lot of fun, you know, when you look back on it. And it was a big night for the kids. Pleasantville's much improved. I saw them their first game of the season, and they've come a long way. Their personnel's changed a little bit. They had a girl leave the team, and then a couple younger girls start playing that weren't playing at that time. And they're playing a lot better, and we knew it would be a challenge. They have an excellent player in Kennedy Core. And coming off our last few games, we had a really good practice Wednesday, and we went into it feeling pretty well, and nothing that happened in that game surprised us. It went exactly like we thought it would. We ran our half-court offense, I don't think there's any question, better than we have all year. And everything went well until the ball got to the rim. And it was just one of those nights shots would not fall. We had good shooters shooting it from where we wanted them to shoot it, when we wanted them to shoot it. And that's just how it goes sometimes in athletics. It's a pretty frustrating night. We ended up with 52, which isn't a bad number for us. And if we shoot our normal percentage, we don't even have to shoot well. Just shoot our normal percentage, we're in the mid-70s. And it just that's how it goes sometimes in athletics. And we could have defended better. You know, we gave up a little few too many easy shots to them. But all in all, if we just make – that's the way it goes. You know, I told the kids afterward, they were pretty disappointed. And I was disappointed, but that's athletics. You know, you play baseball and softball, sometimes the line drives go right at people. There's nothing you can do about it.
Well, Coach, what you really hope for as a coach is your team's going to go out there and compete and work through those moments. And, you know, that's the fire of this team. And, you know, and so it really makes it painful when you do come up on the short side because you know how much of a competitive effort they gave.
They always do. We talk about that continually, but it's true. It hasn't stopped. It won't stop this week. They played so hard. And I think in some cases, senior night sometimes can be a double-edged sword. You know, the kids are into it. You talk leading up to it with the younger kids how important it is and what the seniors have given, you know, into their fourth year. And then I think sometimes the seniors go out and it adds a little pressure to them, I think, sometimes. And that's kind of what's happening with our team anyhow. Scoring-wise, is you know, we're pretty perimeter, not pretty. We are perimeter-oriented. And a lot of that's our seniors, especially Griffin, Sarah Clark, Kenzie Griffin. And I think they know, you know, how much is needed of them, and add that to senior night, and they miss a few early, and they start pressing, and that's to be expected. And that's, you know, they'll learn from it. They'll be better. It's not for lack of effort.
Coach, senior night, as you said, that's a real bittersweet night because, you know, it's an important night for the girls to be recognized and their parents, but it's also a tough night. And I think that does play into it because you start to feel the emotions. And as a basketball player, and we've all had that senior night, the clock you realize now is really ticking.
Yeah, and we've been talking about that over the last, you know, week or two, last few games. You know, time's running out. And even though that was senior night, we talked afterwards briefly in the locker room. It was a quiet locker room. It was pretty disappointing. That was not our last home game. You know, that just happened to be the night that was most convenient to hold senior night. So, you know, they've still got that to look forward to. And we have a tournament game at home. We're fortunate enough to draw that. So that was the night they were recognized, and that was important to everyone, as it should be. But, you know, we're getting towards the end, and they know that. So they still have, you know, they still have those things to play for, their last home game still to come, the tournament still to come, things like that.
Coach, getting the opening round of tournament play at home and to get Sheraton, that's going to be a great contest. I mean, you may want a different opponent, but maybe not because you know you're going to get a team that you're going to really go out and fight and compete with, and that'll make the environment really fun.
There's no suspense what the game's going to be like or what the crowd's going to be like. The game's going to be competitive. It's going to be hard-fought. It'll probably be ugly at times. You know, it's going to be who makes the most plays in the end. The crowd, it'll be a nice crowd there. They'll be into it. I wasn't really surprised to get – I can't say I thought we'd get Sheraton for sure, but I thought we'd get somebody locally because the boys have their seating system, which is good, really good. The girls' union doesn't really seed you, but if you look at the pairings, they sort of do. if that makes any sense. So you need to get as many wins as you can leading up to the time they pair them. And I knew with our record, well, we weren't competing for conference championships, obviously, and we were right around 500. I think we were 7-8, I think, close to 500 at the time the pairings were made. And so you need those wins, because if you're 2-16, you're going somewhere,
yeah,
and you're going to play somebody really good. If you're 16-2, you're going to play
somebody. Well, you guys
were
coming off three straight wins, you know, yeah, and you know, right at 500.
So I was pretty confident, you know, that we wouldn't go anywhere. Not that we wouldn't go anywhere, but we wouldn't go play somebody that was 15-1, and we wouldn't get somebody that was 1-15. I thought being right around 500, we'd play somebody in that range, and we did. We were fortunate enough to get it at home, so it'll be fun. We're looking forward to it.
What's those things here, Coach, the final three of the regular season that you're really trying to focus on as a team?
Well, it just get better. I mean, you know, Coach Staten, I caught part of him, and he talked about, you know, his philosophy, and I think that's really pretty widespread, that you just – we talk about that every game, before every game in the locker room. This game's about us. I mean, no matter who we're playing, this game's about us. It's about how we play. You know, if we play – try to do what we do and do it the best we can, then – we're fine with the result. You know, we might not like what the scoreboard says, but we come out of it, you know, happy with how we played or unhappy with how we played. And there's been nights we've lost, and the scoreboard said sometimes we lost big, but we walked out of the locker room, I felt fine. And at the same time, we won a couple games according to the scoreboard, and I've left been kind of disappointed. So that's what these three games are about. Fairfield's really, really good. They're going to come in here Monday and present a huge challenge. And then Pella Christian Thursday, you know, Pella Christian is going to be Pella Christian, and then we go to Oski Saturday to wrap up the regular season, and they're about us. How do we play? How we play? You know, how we combat what our opponent tries to do to us, and that's all we're trying to do, and to get better for the 14th, which is when tournament starts.
Head coach Mike Haywood, head coach of the Albion Ladies. Coach, whenever I get a coach around that has all this inside information, and I know you coach football, so you have to have the answer to tomorrow's football game. And so if you can, Nostradamus, shake it out and tell us about it.
Can they both lose? I'd be fine with that. Although my daughter-in-law, Eric's wife, Leah, she decided here a couple weeks ago that with all Eric and all his buddies around and me, we're talking about, you know, sports and football. She didn't have a favorite football team, so she decided she needed one. So I don't know why. It was at the beginning of the playoffs, she picked Seattle. Well, I do know why. She picks Seattle because she's an Iowa grad and a Hawk fan.
Yeah.
So she can still say go Hawks. So that's why she picked Seattle. So I guess I'm going to have
There's really good logic in that.
There
Mike.
Is.
There's
you know,
really
it,
good
it,
logic.
It really is. If you follow it far enough, you'll find it. And so I guess I'm going to pick Seattle just because that's who Leah's for. And it'll be close. I'll say Seattle 27-24.
Yeah, it's easy for me to root for the Hawks. I'm with you. This is a ball game I don't think a lot of people have interest in. But you got the Super Bowl ads. You have the Deflategate. You take away that, and I don't know how many people would be.
And Deflategate, I mean, I think we're all sick of hearing that. I never actually – I guess I learned something from it, you know, what the – weight of a football is supposed to be. And the Super Bowl ads anymore, if you want to find them, you can go online and find them ahead of time. I've watched four or five of them already, you know, so there's not, yeah, I mean, I'll watch it, but I whatever.
Well, Coach, a busy final three games of the regular season, and we'll get you back on the air next Saturday morning, and our eyes are focused on the playoffs. They're coming right up, and I know this stretch here is an important stretch for you girls to get better and to work on being your best.
It is, and we've done that. I could repetitive. We keep working hard, and that's all you can do. We'll come in this week, and we'll compete and see what happens, and then we'll go next week and play in the tournament.
Head coach of the Albion Ladies, head coach Mike Haywood. Final three games of the regular season, Fairfield, Pella Christian coming to town, and Oskaloosa, their final game of the year. And, of course, we'll be there to bring you the action and to cover it here on your Sports Leader KIC. We'll take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to the Coach's Corner brought to you by Community First Credit Union.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at deweymotor.com.
Switch to U.S. Cellular Simple Connect prepaid plan for $45 a month to enjoy unlimited data, talk, and text, including 1 gig of high-speed data. Switch now and get a $50 U.S. Cellular promotional card to spend on accessories or your next month of service. U.S. Cellular. New Simple Connect prepaid plan required. Includes 1 gig of high-speed data. Slowed to 1x thereafter. Promotional card valid at U.S. Cellular stores and uscellular.com only. Limited time offer. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Stop in today at Boyd's Cellular, your local authorized agent of U.S. Cellular, for more details. Boyd's has 4 locations to serve you: New Sharon, Grinnell, Newton, and Albia.
Basketball, snow, early season pricing. Winter has its rewards. Special winter pricing is on now on the purchases of Brock Grain Storage Bins, Brock Tri-Core Perforated Aeration Floors with Partheon Supports, Brock Wet Holding Bins, Brock Guardian Fans and Heaters, and Brock's Harvest Time Auger and Bin Sweep Unloading Systems. But don't delay. The earlier you buy, the better pricing. See Creech Ag Structures for the best deals. Creech Ag Structures in Eldon, Iowa, 777-6562. And see Creech Ag at the KIIC Farm Show January 30th and 31st.
The common sounds of rural life should be comforting to those who farm the land. But the sound of sirens racing to an accident involving electricity is far too common on our family farms. When equipment comes in contact with power lines, bad things happen. Plan your path to clear lines by at least 10 feet. Always lower your grain auger before moving. Any contact has the potential to kill. Remember, stay current on safety.
Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
When you are in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. Get your Hoyt bow and accessories at Bluff Creek Archery, 117 Washington Avenue East, Albia, Iowa.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner on this last day of January. And what a great ride January's been weather-wise. But Mother Nature's about to unload on us tonight in the weather forecast. At 7 o'clock this evening, we go into a winter weather warning. Is that right, Scotty? Scotty's shaking his head, the maestro of the board, and up to 7 to 10 inches what they're projecting. Of course, you want to keep it right here. We will keep you updated on all of the weather and putting that first. But let's run real quickly down 34 down to the Bridgeview Center, where the Cow-Calf Conference and the KIIC Farm Show is going on. And Jay Mill on location. Buddy, I hear you've got an interview for us. Did you say there's free food?
And free food. Yeah.
They would after I got there, I guarantee it. Well, you have fun. Joe Millage on location. That is the Cow-Calf Conference, the KIC Farm Show going on at Bridgeview right now, and it is the place you want to be. Folks, if you raise cattle and you're wanting that competitive edge in the marketplace, and who isn't, this is a place you can go down, and the number of vendors that have all the latest in the technology and development, that is the place you want to go to get that competitive edge. And it's at Bridgeview Center. Great place to take the family as well, and we're going to feed you. And that's the KIC Farm Show down at the Bridgeview Center. Got the head coach of the Albion Blue Demons, head coach Kevin Archer, sitting next to me. Coach, wow, what a really competitive week for Albion Blue Demon basketball.
Yeah, it was. Might not have turned out exactly the way that we wanted, but it was an interesting week. You know, last Saturday we go to Grinnell, and they're just enormous. And I think I might have talked about it last week about how big they were. You know, 6'7", 6'5", 6'6", and we manned them up.
And you had to do that without
we did not have Nate. Yeah, and we have Nate back, but Nate's not Nate yet. It's gonna be a process. But yeah, we didn't have Nate last Saturday, and Blake Bayer had to guard 6'5". Brett Freshwater had to guard 6'5". Had Cade Crawl in there some on 6'5". I mean, we really, really battled. I was so proud of them, and I think we're up 9 at half, and they switched their defense up, and it got us out of our rhythm. And you know, the thing is that we've seen some defenses, a lot of defenses, and we've handled them all well, but we haven't seen a defense that's that big. They can put that much size on the block and in the middle to really keep us from getting to the paint. I mean, if they didn't have so much size, I think we still would have gotten to the rim and we would have been able to attack a little bit. But we just really struggled there in the second half. I think we scored 3 in the third and let them back in it. But got a steal with 30 seconds to go and decided to hold the ball for the last. We were down one and decided to hold the ball for the last shot and didn't run the play exactly how I had envisioned it or how I had drawn it up. And it was a play that we were familiar with. We just didn't run it the right way and didn't get a great look at the end. But, you know, a lot of different ways to attack the end of the game. And I just thought, you know, hey, here's a chance on the road against a quality big 3A school, and we've battled all game, and let's hold it and let's see if we can't get a really good look and win this game and not give them any more opportunities. So I don't know, with the score being so low, if that was the right decision, but it was kind of a spur-of-the-moment thing. And, you know, team had a chance to win at the end. I think if we play it out and we let it get up and down again, I think it's, you know, I can't say the phrase, I guess, but, you know, you win some, you lose some, and you make decisions that you think are right at the time, and then you beat yourself up for them when they don't work. But that's coaching.
To give yourself that kind of a situation, I mean, you think about, as a coach, you want your kids to get better, and you want to, and it's hard to, you just can't draw up situations on a game. They come to you. And right. To get that opportunity and to run what you think is going to help your team and develop your team and to be in those moments, those are great learning moments. Whether they're successful in that particular moment, that is a learning moment.
Right. And we've been in a lot of close games. And we've won some close games. We won our triple overtime game. We won our double overtime game. We won a close one here on Thursday. So we've won as many or more close games that we've lost. It's just that when your kids battle and they battle for 4 quarters and then it comes down to something like that and you think, dang it, I could have done something different, or that's when as a coach you feel like, you know.
There's a lot of sleepless nights as a coach.
Right, 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 especially when your kids battle like that. And then, you know, Tuesday was frustrating because we just weren't there Tuesday, and I don't want to take anything away from Davis County because they hurt us. I mean, they had a couple guys that really, really played well, but it was just one of those feelings there, and it got to be about the middle of the third, and it was a really tight game, and I thought, man, we've just got some guys that just aren't themselves tonight. And it wasn't a matter of effort. It was just, we just were, you know, maybe it was a little bit of focus. We made some bad decisions, I thought, but we just weren't there like we were Saturday, and maybe that's coaching 16, 17, 18-year-old kids. I don't know, but it was a bit of a letdown. But it's a tough place to play, and Davis County's played a lot of teams tough. You know, they've beaten Knoxville. They've taken a lot of teams down to the wire. They beat Central Decatur, and Central Decatur has 2 losses, I think, on the entire year. So it really depends on the night as far as Davis County. They've been a little inconsistent, but they have the guys to make it difficult on people. But that was a game that we really thought we should have won, and it hurt us in our seeding. It hurt us in our seeding because we could have got a first-round bye and probably at least maybe even a second-round home game. And it's not looking that way now because of that loss, which was really frustrating. But after a loss like that, we get a big win Thursday, and you know, maybe not the best team that we played, but they had three guards and they had five good athletes out on the court at all times, and they had three guards that were really good. I mean, you know, probably none of them are all-staters, but they're quality guards. I mean, those three guys that they put on the court start for a lot of teams in our conference. So it was a good test for us. But the big thing was that we hadn't been playing well, and we came out Thursday and we did not shoot the ball well. I mean, we're not very sharp Thursday, and to win a game when you're not very sharp and to battle through it. And the big thing about Thursday was that we needed it from a team standpoint. Yeah. I mean, our guys needed that win, and I thought Blake did a couple of really good things on Thursday. I mean, he had 12 rebounds and six of them were offensive. He did some huge things down the stretch to win the game, and you know, with it being a game that we really needed and really needed from a I don't know if it was a chemistry standpoint, but just to get guys back in the right mindset and into a more of a positive frame. There are plenty of times where we came over the bench and Blake was talking to us, you know, talking to guys and saying, hey, we're all right, and what do we need to do? And, I mean, he was another coach out there, which he has that ability. We just don't get it from him a whole lot.
Coach, I can remember back, you know, last year in your run to the well. You know, you guys went through that spot where, you know, the wins were difficult to come by, but the team mm-hmm. competed. And you haven't had that kind of a drought this year. And yet you've had these moments, and I think that's a good reflection for your guys. Is, you know, hey, we've had moments where we've had some down moments and overcome those and made great seasons.
Right, and we've played we played about 500 balls since break, but you know, some of that's our schedule.
Yeah,
you know, our schedule after break, immediately after break, is a heck of a lot better than our schedule before break. So, you know, you want to talk about the 6-1 start and then how we've played since? I'm not too sure that we've played. I don't think we've played worse. I mean, we've probably had some games where we haven't been our best, but that's progressing through the season. But we've played better teams. And the other thing that we've had to deal with is we haven't, you know, going through the year and progressing and getting better a lot of times depends on your health. Yep. You know, do you have the same 7 or 8 guys that you're working together? Are you finding out what your rotation needs to look like? Are you getting the right mixes? And, you know, Nate coming down with mono there might have set us back a little bit, just because, you know, we're planning on using him. We're planning on having him at the end of the season, and we have him back now, but he's not Nate yet. You know, I think he dropped, he looks like he's dropped 15 pounds. Maybe it's only 10, but he's a lot skinnier. You know, he's not there from a conditioning standpoint yet. We're not playing him as many minutes, but we still need him because he's a post presence. And what I thought happened to us last year was I thought that, you know, there are a lot of games where we really relied on our jump shot, and we didn't have a lot of paint scoring, consistent paint scoring, and we're games where we weren't getting out in transition and getting to the rim, and you need easy buckets. I mean, good teams get easy buckets somehow, you know, whether that's going to the block or, you know, getting out and running, you know, attacking the basket. I mean, good teams get easy baskets, and I just think there were stretches last year where we didn't get easy baskets, and there's probably been stretches this year where we haven't either, and not having Nate out on the court has hurt us a little bit, but we had guys step up and get valuable time, and hopefully what happens is when he gets back and he gets healthy, you know, we've got an 8 or 9 man rotation or 8 or 9 guys that are confident in their abilities and understand their roles and we'll be ready to go.
Talking with the head coach of the Albia Blue Demons, head coach Kevin Archer, and coach, the guy stepping up to fill in for Habman, you just mentioned, you know, you guys having to step up and I thought they've done a really good job, and you know, the loss maybe set you back in terms of the rotation, but it's also giving you opportunities to experiment with the rotation in a forced nature. But I've really been impressed with the way the guys have had to step up and not easy shoes to fill.
Right, right. You know, Cameron Stocker and Brett and you know, we've had to play, not had to play, but Caleb Gray's come in and given us really, really good minutes. You know, and that's been, yeah, maybe that'll be a blessing in the long run, you know, those guys getting some time and getting themselves prepared for when we need them down the stretch. So definitely not a bad thing in terms of getting guys minutes and getting guys experience, and I don't really think that necessarily that, I mean, because we lost Nate, our first game without Nate was Centerville, we won against Clark, and then the next two games we didn't, but I'm not too sure we guard Grinnell any better with Nate. I mean, we were just fantastic defensively, and to not zone them, to play them straight up man to man, and you know, and that's my thing. You know, you hear a lot of people talk about zone, and that's fantastic. But my philosophy's been is when it comes time to beat someone really good, and it comes time to guard somebody, and they're a balanced team, and they can do all three things. They can attack, they can shoot, and they can go to the basket. All right, they're gonna find a hole in your zone. I really believe that. And they're going to find it. They're going to exploit it, especially if they've had time to prepare for it. You know, man to man, if I can guard you and we can find people that match up and we know how to help and we can rotate, that's just always been my deal. I just feel like, you know, when you beat a really good team and you see the really good teams that we've played this year, you know, or when we've had to win tight games, we've won them playing man. So the zone defense is awesome, and we don't go to the well last year without the zone defense. We just don't. But we've got to be able to play both efficiently and effectively, and
that keeps the offense off their game as well. When you can throw some zone in there and change things up a little bit. But I'm with you, Coach. When the game's on the line, you got to be able to compete with that man to man defense.
Right. And maybe I don't watch enough state tournament basketball, but you go up and you watch state tournament basketball, you see a ton of man to man. So it's just, I don't know, it's a philosophy. But like I said, our 1-3-1 has been fantastic at times, and we're going to continue to use it. And it won some really big games for us last year. But we just got to get better in both, and we got to get better offensively. We got to get some confidence back on the offensive end, start making shots and getting better looks. And, you know, we got to improve everywhere. But we've got a good group of guys and a hardworking group of guys and guys that want to do something here in this postseason.
Head coach of the Albion Blue Demons, head coach Kevin Archer. Final three games, coach, or actually, it's five games left. I was looking at your schedule ahead, but you guys have final five games here and some real tough opponents ahead of you, and then we're into tournament play.
And I don't know if there's any game that we have left that isn't a 50-50 game, that isn't just a toss-up. I mean, I don't know anything about Valley Lutheran. I don't. I mean, they're in Cedar Falls. They don't play anybody that's remotely close to us, so I don't know how I'm going to get that game plan put together, but everybody else we're gonna know a little bit about, and I know a little bit about right now, and they're all quality teams. I mean, you know, Fairfield to start on Monday plays in a big conference. They're a bigger school, and they've won three straight. They beat Davis County by 13 the night before we got beat by Davis County. So there isn't going to be a single game left that's going to be easy for us. But we talked about it for the Pleasantville game. Hey, let's have a 6-game season here. They're all non-conference games. Let's go 6-0. And let's get ready for the postseason. But you know, one game at a time.
Postseason, coach. When will we know the seedings and the schedule?
I think it's set. I mean, if the state follows their rules and do what they're supposed to do, I think it's set. And the way that I see it is that it's going to be us against Mid Prairie first game that Monday, and then the winner of that game will play Pella Christian. So that's the way that I see it. I don't see how it can deviate from that. I mean, the rules are pretty solid, and there aren't any. I mean, the records are us and Pella Christian have the same record 5-15, but they beat us head to head. So I don't see how we get the 2 seed because of that. So I think it's pretty much set.
Well, Coach, will be enjoying the rest of the ride. The guys have really competed tremendous competitive effort all season, and we're really looking forward to this final stretch.
Yeah, it should be a fun finish, and I've got a great group of guys.
Head coach of the Albion Blue Demons, head coach Kevin Archer. And folks, you know, when you look at programs, and I've talked about this over and over again, it's consistency in programs. And consistently, Coach Kevin Archer and his staff have put together competitive basketball seasons that have included trips to the Wells, conference championships. But it's not up and down. It's consistency, and he's getting the job done here at Albion. We're going to take a quick time back out, come back, and wrap things up here from the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albion and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance. We shop, you save.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Set amid the wide-open farmlands of southern Iowa is a high-tech auto body shop in Hedrick. Recently doubling in size, focusing on continuous improvement, and working to shave the average repair time down to a staggering 4 days in many cases. Of course, we're talking about Copeland Auto Body. Steve and Holly Copeland's white-glove customer service will make every step of your repair stress-free. And where we're proud to say they'll probably get more business from referrals than from this radio ad. Not your average auto body shop, not even close. Tell the tow truck driver to take you to Copeland's.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Another edition of the Coach's Corner in the book. And we're going to keep you right here throughout the weekend. Of course, we got the Super Bowl tomorrow. But folks, Mother Nature is preparing to unleash its fury on us today. And we're hopeful that it's a swing and a miss. But there is a winter weather warning. A winter storm warning for tonight, 7 o'clock, 7 to 10 inches, I think they're talking about over the next, essentially a day, I think from 7 to 9 tomorrow, 9 p.m., 7 p.m. tonight to 9 p.m. tomorrow, a winter storm warning, so keep it right here for your closing updates and for all your weather updates, and get down to the Bridgeview Center. The Cow-Calf Conference and the KSC Farm Show going on right now. They're going to feed you, and if you're looking for that competitive edge as a farmer, that is where you want to be with all the vendors and the different displays. And I think they got the champion bull down there, so weighing in 2,500-plus pounds, maybe 2,900. I can't remember, Joe. It's just a lot of weight. Making me hungry. And they're going to feed you till about noon or till they run out down there at the Cow-Calf Conference. Want to thank Coach Jerry Staten. Warm and sunny, 80 degrees in Texas, and the National Coach of the Year, Coach Mike Haywood and Coach Kevin Archer, for coming in and talking Lady D and Blue Demon basketball. And for our friends at Community First Credit Union, they're the ones who make this broadcast possible. They put the community first and stop out the corner 34 and 5 here in Albia. And right now, with historic lows on interest rates, and you keep hearing the Fed talking about itching up those or inching up those interest rates, so this is the time to take advantage of those low interest rates, refinance, or when you're out shopping for that new vehicle, to stop out at Community First Credit Union. They'll take great care of you. For Scotty Fry, the best board operator in the business, the producer of this show each and every Saturday morning, thank you to all of you for making us a part of your Saturday morning. Have a great Saturday.